Meanwhile, back in the States.
Yeah, this is the hand. Everything's going wrong today. Yeah, we're here. Didn't expect to find us here. But we're back. And that was Earl Palmer with the Party Rockers and the Jayhawks and Johnny's House Party, part one, Boy, that echo sounded really funny. You're not on?
I'd really like to be. There we go.
All right, old Bruce's here and the Guad. Den's got a working week off. He's got a paying gig today.
The only guy that's working on Labor Day.
Unfortunately. Bob Taylor with After Hours, Long John Hunter and Midnight Stroll. Jimmy Wright with Pigpen, Red Prysock with T-Bird. Open up with Big J. McNeely and Psycho Serenade. Wow. You know what it is? It's the slow echo effect today.
Yeah, it's that kind of sun slap back.
Yeah, that's because we're not in the mood for much of anything. We got some Blasters tickets to give away a little later in the show. They'll be at Maxwell's in Hoboken tonight. And so that might be worth hanging in for. If you hate the records and our horrible senses of humor or lack of that thereof. Anyway, what else is going on? Yeah, we're going to sit in the mic and look stupid.
Can I say hello to my mom and dad?
Yeah, go ahead.
Who got me out of bed this morning and asked me what I'm going to do today.
Are they really, your mom and dad?
Yeah, I told them I'm going to be on the radio. And, am I talking really loud? Because I have to hear me in Elmwood Park. And I just told them.
We can shut your mic off and they'd hear you in Elmwood Park. The Guad.
Well, if you're hearing my voice, you know you got the station.
He will rock you. Well, folks, you know, nothing's impossible. We could get through 3 hours of this. I mean, the Yankees, after their absolute worst August since 1917, are only 4.5 games out.
Let's make this the best September ever, okay?
Yeah, they're going to bring back Reggie. They're going to bring back Mickey. They're going to bring back Whitey.
Yeah.
They're going to wheel him out there and play. Anyway, we got a record queued up. Asking that musical question, can I see your driver's license, please?
Just when I gave my baby a squeeze.
See your driver's license, please.
Parked her car on a no-through street. We're all alone now, no more heat. I just went up, things were going fine.
Can't you see that no parking sign?
They came along with a doggone heat. Everywhere I go, it seems we meet. He's got me so I don't know where to go. Hold on, baby, I think I know. Park the car, turn off the key. We're all alone now, you and me. Honey, we're safe, look at all the trees.
May I see your driver's license, please?
Seems we meet. He's got me so I don't know where to go. Hold on, baby, I think I know. Park the car, turn off the key. We're all alone now, you and me. This is one place, baby, have no fear.
Just want to tell you that I'm going off duty now.
This is a hit!
Ocean, I'd swim to the bank and crawl right home to you. Yeah,
and I love you, baby. 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 But you don't even know my name.
body way down deep, but my spirit will ride to you.
Yeah, honey, bend over,
I'll drive you to Newark. Oh, baby, won't you please, please, please come back? Can't take it no more. Can't take it no more. Oh, it pains me to see you go.
Come me, honey, daddy, cause you belong to me tonight. I wanna shout tonight, baby. I wanna shout tonight, baby. We wanna shout tonight, baby. Rock a while all night long. Lock up all the doors, turn on the fan. I want everybody to know that I'm the loving man. Shout tonight, baby. Shout and die, baby. You wanna shout and die, baby. Rock a while all night long. You wanna shout and die, baby. 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 Rock a while all night long.
Yep, it's the hound. Echo's back to normal, but I'm not. That was Jim Edgar and the Roadrunners with Rains. Heard Elmore Nixon, Shout and Rock, Ken Darrow, and Every Time, the Dave Bartholomew Orchestra, Can't Take It No More. Heard Link who? Not Link Patootie. Link Ray, Ain't That Lovin' You Baby. And our old pals Billy Miller and Miriam Linna were down at Link Ray's family Adobe recently. God knows what they dug up, but I'm sure it'll be good, and it'll be probably be out on the Norton label sometime in the future. Roy Tan, man.
They might have just been exchanging recipes. You never know.
Yeah, it could be.
It's like the Northern Chili Mac versus the Southern Chili Mac.
Yeah. Roy Tan with May I See Your Driver's License, Please. Opened it up. And this is the Hound. This is WFMU. I don't know who else you expected to find here. Anyway, what are we doing? News. We got some news. First things first. Let's get to the Elvis section of the news.
Mm-hmm.
We got some Elvis news, probably.
Eblis-related stuff?
Yeah, this was an editorial.
Pertaining to him being alive and whatnot?
Pertaining to Eblis Presley. Because here on the Hound Show, Elvis Uberales, which brings us to our next subject. There was an editorial. Bring down the farting birds, please. Thank you. This is Ben Kamen, who's a... Ben Kamen is a rabbi who frequently writes about social issues in the New York Times. And the dateline here is Cleveland. This is from the editorial page, which is the absolute stupidest part of a stupid newspaper. So stupid it folds over four times when every other paper in town only folds over twice.
Oh, this is the Times?
The Times.
It's a dirty rag, too, man. Turn your fingers black.
Mm-hmm. And your mind purple. The news that the Postal Service is considering a new stamp recalling Elvis Presley sent shivers down my spine, says Ben Kamen. You can love Elvis, you can know every lyric of his haunting ballads, but you can still sense that everything wrong with there is everything wrong with commemorating this tragic man in our letters and cards. Granted, Elvis Presley has met the preeminent qualification for deception on a postage stamp, that is, he's dead. The Post Office deserves some credit for ignoring rampant reports coming in from sundry hamburger joints, radio stations, and mini malls about sightings of the Phoenix-like king. But it's not funny. I must be talking to you, El Bruce. Elvis Presley died ignominiously, there's a New York Times word for you, and self-abusively. One shudders at the thought of a youngster closing a letter to a friend and posting it with a picture of a public figure who disintegrated in a manner that can be described only as anathema to what we want our kids to believe and practice.
Or worse, having to lick the back of his head.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if it'll be greasy. Every Elvis died from the addictive consumption of drugs and alcohol. Not true, not there was no alcohol in his body, just drugs, friend.
And the drug thing had a lot to do with medical problems he'd had over the years that just got a little out of hand.
Yeah.
Medicine-wise, Uncle needed to take his medicine.
Yeah.
Help him get through the day.
Well, it could be worse. Somebody could be wanting a Bobby Vinton stamp, bro. Ben. Ben Cannon.
Pass in a second.
Yeah. Well, Wayne Newton will get a stamp the minute he croaks. How about a Liberace stamp? You can.
I don't know. It's going to have to be a peel back one for that,
Ooh, so, yeah. The New York Times comes out against the Elvis Presley stamp, so I will say now I'm for it.
Yeah.
In fact, I know the perfect
so you can
photo.
You can change the score from don't care to four now, folks, for those of you like keeping up at home.
Right. We got more news. Trump wants to reign with Wayne. Donald Trump probably won't be happy until he has every major entertainer in the world under contract to play his casino hotels in Atlantic City. The latest star being lured to Donald's dollars is Wayne Newton. Oh, say it ain't so, Wayne. Not you too. Is there an et tu, Wayne?
He's going to get you too playing?
How much are they going to pay Wayne Newton? It doesn't say.
Undisclosed
sum. But Trump still owns the resorts. He's selling his other casino to Merv Griffin, who... Levi and the Rockhats were on that show once, and they told me all he did was chase them around with bad things on his mind. They nicknamed him Merv the Perv.
Yeah, he's a very naughty man.
And it turns out that weird-looking drunk guy who used to play trumpet on the Merv Griffin show was his boyfriend.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's always these rumors about Danny Terrio, but, I never saw photos.
But he joins the likes of Liza Minnelli, Jackie Mason, and Paul Anka with people you don't want to see who'll be playing at the Trump Hotel. He is a tasteless little guy, Donald Trump.
Yeah.
For all his money, he's got about as much class as a, we won't say.
As a kid that was born into it.
Yep. I pick up the Daily News on Monday, and who's in here but Billy and Miriam from Kix Magazine.
Is that right? I haven't seen
it. With a big picture of Bernie Getz accompanying their article. The guy... Of all the things to pick out of Kix Magazine to write about, David Brown of the Daily News picked out this little anecdote that was buried in the back. This is a 100-page magazine of crammed little type of full of all rock and roll stuff. This little anecdote about Bernard Getz who went into Bernhard Getz, actually, that's his name, went into Final Vinyl on 2nd Avenue looking for a Nightcrawlers album, but they didn't have it, so he picked up the first Love album. And is now calmly listening to signed DC locked in his closet with a little opium pipe.
Maybe Hey Joe. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it says in the mag.
Yeah. Hey Joe, where are you going with that gun in your hand?
Oh,
hey Joe.
Uptown to go to the movies.
Got $5?
Yo, Joe.
Ooh, any more news? I don't remember. Oh, yeah, anybody see the Emmy Awards?
Yeah, I saw part of it.
Of course, 30-something walked away with the awards.
That's the part I saw.
Woo!
Well, this is just in keeping with, like,
the echo died,
no, it just
think.
Went. Yeah. This is in keeping with the weird thing that seems to have happened to people that I know over the last 5 years, where they start thinking that awards programs actually have something to do with, like, the relative qualities of the subjects that they're giving awards to, you know? You notice how, like, the last couple of years people are actually talking about the Grammy Awards as if they ever meant something?
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, that's insanity.
30-something, big deal. Worst show on television, makes sense.
Well, 30-something is just, you can really separate people, like, anybody who likes that show is just an obvious moron, self-indulgent, cretinous, wretched jerk.
Mm.
So if some, you know, I mean, if somebody isn't totally appalled by that show, I'll never
weird,
talk to them
ghostly
again.
Ghostly nostalgia thing for an era that none of those people ever lived through, you know?
Yeah, it's just all about how people feel and how hard their upper middle class lives are. Oh my God, what am I going to
really,
do?
There's nothing I seek more in Entertainment Hound and the radio family than a bunch of people standing around talking about themselves and how they feel. I really like that, you know, and if it's under the guise of a baseball movie, all the better, you know?
Well, it depends on how mundane their feelings are. Anyway, speaking of future Emmys, expect to hear big things soon from Little Richard, who's nailed himself a role as a hairdresser, how appropriate, in The Goddess of Love, the eagerly awaited TV film debut of Wheel of Fortune's letter lady, Vanna White.
Ooh.
Richard, he's also going to be in a syndicated TV show called Color of Success. Color that kind of copper tone, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Described by a spokesperson as a part variety, part sitcom, Little Richard will play the part of an MC of a nightclub owned by a divorced couple. Also appearing on the show will be Ted Lang, the, as it says here, folks, lovable Love Boat bartender.
Ah, Isaac.
Right. They should make build a sitcom around Jason Starr. Anybody who has Manhattan Cable is a little heavy metal show. Jason Starr wishing you heavy metal. It's hysterical. It's this 50-year-old guy with a gigantic nose and a shag haircut, and he has these really bad local heavy metal bands on. He had Manowar on there. That sure sign of poor taste.
Did you let Ross talk?
I think he grunted a few times. Mm-hmm. I don't remember. Anyway, I can't find my cigarettes. That means it's time to play a record.
Yeah, I think they're under that cassette tape box.
Oh, yeah, right. Let's play a record anyway. We got one queued up here by Stick Evans and his House Rockers. And then whenever I see old Bruce after he's been out Friday night, I always think of he's our little ray of sunshine.
You're my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy. You'll never know how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. My sunshine, baby, mama, only. You make me happy when the skies are gray. You never know, dear, how much you want to love and be there. Don't take it, don't take it away.
Well, baby. what was inside. About that time the door opened wide. Little green men were all over the place. They said, hey fellas, it's a crazy human race. They marched right to the middle of Broadway. They sat together round, we got something to say. They said, hooey dooey, dooey wah wah, hooey dooey, dooey wah wah, hooey dooey, dooey wah wah, hooey dooey. Well, we don't want no trouble, all we're gonna do is show you cats are just a step or two. Gonna show you how the popping's really done, all the way from Venus to Mars and the Sun. When they started popping, I do declare the earth people ain't nothing but real squares. You ain't never seen such a carrying on. The moon men ain't nothing but real gone. They say the ooey dooey, the ooey wah wah, ooey dooey, the ooey wah wah, ooey dooey, the ooey wah wah, ooey dooey. Well, the sound they made, it was a real gone style. Everybody was running wild. The things we were learning from you sure is fine. Don't you stay away so long next time. You don't get to work whatever a thousand years. So we're gonna make the most of it while we here. If you've enjoyed our little tricks, send us a thank you on your next Sputnik. They said, oobie doobie, woohoo! Doobie wah wah, oobie doobie.
Rosty, man. Rosty.
And now, incidentally, our sponsors are Jew, Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks.
Big Mama!
And the craze that is changing the mood and the mores of people everywhere. Mondo Topless captures the basic quintessence of the movement. With movement, way out wild movement. Their go-go girls in and out of their environment will be revealed to you in scenes that can only be summarized as a swinging tribute to unrestrained female anatomy. Mondo topless is believably real in Eastman color. But unbelievable just barely describes all of Russ Meyer's discotheque discoveries. Fantastic women, fantastic dances, featuring the world's loveliest buxotics. You've only dreamed there were women like these until now. But they're real, unbelievably real in Mondo topless. Feast your eyes on bumptious Pat Barringer, buxotic Darlene Gray, luscious Sin Lanay, delicious Darla Paris, yummy Diane Young, exciting Donna X, and bouncy Babette Bardot. Yes, for the very first time, you will hear actual on-the-spot recorded tapes consisting of sensitive comments and opinions by the very topless dancers wildly gyrating before your eyes. Pearls of wisdom based upon guarded personal experiences, all played against a backdrop of tempestuous, soul-stirring rock and roll music.
All that I possess, now I miss. just because of your kiss. Now I know I can't forget, just because of your sweet kiss.
This is back because I'm all in a spin. Now like a spin that I'm in. And ooh-wee, baby, what you do to me? Well, you got the kind of kisses that I desire when you start showing love in you. I despise it when you cut me loose. You made me hook my goose and you quit before you ever started coming loose. And baby, when you did, you made me flip my lid. Ooh, wee baby, what you do to me? Ooh-wee, 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 baby, what you do to me? You make me laugh, you make me weep, you make me talk in my sleep. Ooh-wee, baby, what you do to me? Ooh-wee, baby, what you do to me? Ooh-wee, baby.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Yep, this is down. This is WFMU, East Orange, Legal ID time. That was Rick Carty and Ooh Wee Baby. We heard Andre Williams and Just Because of a Kiss. Jimmy D with Your Late Miss Kate. Smiley Lewis, Big Mamu. Lee George with The Little Moon Men. Some interesting time changes in that tune. We opened up with Stick Evans and his Mighty House Rockers and You Are My Sunshine. Anyway, Bruce Bennett, what you got in it?
Not a whole lot.
No? Well, we
doing
got
this kind of Carl Willenda tightrope thing with all the technical conveniences that around here is really, you know, it's just furrowed my brow for the next
it's,
hour or so.
Yeah.
So it's blow up in there?
The place is falling apart. What was that big white light that just went through here?
I don't know.
White light, white heat? We got some more news here.
Dennis Wilson from Beyond the Grave.
Satanic cult suspected in New Jersey slaughter. Carcasses left in park. New Jersey police suspects a satanic cult is responsible for ritual animal slaughter of more than a dozen goats who were mutilated and stuffed in garbage bags, dumped in a park in New Jersey. No, those were the goats that were testifying against John Gotti. They were chewing through his garbage looking for disposable trash or something. Good things to renounce. That's what we have. Right. Tonight, the Blasters will be at Maxwell's. Todd says get there before 10 o'clock because it's probably going to sell out. We got some Blasters tickets we're going to try to give away in a minute if anybody's smart enough to get it.
Yep.
Flaco Jimenez, Tex-Mex accordion dude, will be playing for free in Central Park tomorrow, 3 o'clock, 72nd Street Bandshell. And it'll probably rain, so it'll probably be rained out. But if not, he'll be there.
To request Lady of Spain, okay, folks?
Mm-hmm. Let's see, next Saturday, Buck Owens will be at the Beacon with Dwight Yoakam. And you see Buck and...
What was up with that? Was that brain damage or alcohol or what?
Buck Owens was on The Tonight Show. Jay Leno was guest hosting. This was on Tuesday, him and Dwight Yoakam. He was definitely drunk. He had that bloated alcoholic look on his face. And
well, he's had that for years, though.
Dwight Yoakam, he is such a fag.
He had the good sense to point out that when Buck was going on a little too long, he did sort of like mention the thing about Buck advertising for a wife, which sort of shut him up for a second or two.
That's right. Buck did advertise in the paper for a wife. He also divorced his wife on grounds of her insanity and advertised to get her back.
And I know all you guitar queers out there developed the same chubby I did over that champagne sparkle custom finished Telecaster all Buck was almost playing there. It's a pretty amazing thing.
And he's a great guitar player when he wants to. He played on a lot of Wanda Jackson's records and stuff. But Dwight Yoakam, he's fairly unbearable. Jay Leno, he's kind of creepy. He was sort of funny for about 2 minutes there, and after that,
he's got that weird kind of sallow Lupinella look about him, Jay Leno does.
Yeah.
Like he's starting to like melt a little.
not quite melt, it's that their brains shrink from like the lights, I think, and their hair just looks bigger. So Guad, you got some news. Guad is here, today's road manager.
Yeah, I got one that Fog, would be
Foghorn Leghorn.
A little back from the mic this time. This is from the Associated Press from Sayreville, Kentucky.
He's got it memorized, folks.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Let the record show he's doing this without a net.
Right, and apparently it's a sad story. A cheerleader was killed in a car-truck collision, and she was obviously taken off the cheerleading squad and replaced by somebody else.
Somebody alive.
Yeah. And the mother of the dead girl apparently didn't like that too much, and it turned into a major controversy in their town that erupted in the Board of Education meeting, and it's now in court if this girl can get back on the cheerleading squad.
Well, what does mom want exactly? She wants to have a memorial chair?
This is in Sayreville, Kentucky, folks.
Right. Mom wants the memory of her daughter preserved.
By, like, excluding somebody from the squad?
Right, yeah. See,
ooh,
she figures if it's absent member, it'll be like a symbol.
I never liked cheerleaders much, but I guess I'd rather have a live one than a dead one if I had to have one.
Yeah, my big high school honey was in a flag corps. She wasn't actually a cheerleader.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice. Makes you feel like Charlie Starkweather, actually, like us and one of those girls, you know?
Yeah, I think the girl I liked was a baton twirler for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Mayor Koch ordered cops to boot a deranged half-nude man from Tompkins Square Park yesterday. That was Den, folks.
Bozo the mayor.
Yep. Bozo the mayor doesn't like Den getting his dirty feet on the benches over at Tompkins Square Park.
He is said to have described this person as, quote, a deranged guy, end quote, just proof positive he's watching too much Letterman.
Yeah, he actually asked who he was. He said, deranged guy.
Yeah.
A $23 million jackpot in today's lotto. El Bruce's got his sweaty palms all over his ticket. It won't go through the machine that way.
Yeah, I know. I folded it too many times.
Don't you like to get in the lotto line and there's an old Jewish lady at the very front of the line and she's arguing with the people about something incomprehensible? You know, she filled out her card in crayon and they won't take it, and she's screaming at them and they're screaming at her.
Yeah, that's what I got, like the rack of old Jewish ladies thing this morning on the way out.
That's why I stopped playing lotto. I don't care. I take the $23 million and give it to some junkie. I could give a crap about it. Anyway, we're going to give away these Blasters tickets. Oh, you got one more news story?
Yeah, a little follow-up on that sort of large artist woman that hustled the city for a huge amount of money to put up the no cat call signs down on Wall Street.
Oh, yeah, that big fat dyke.
Yeah.
She's a big fat dyke.
Little Radio Hound news follow-up here. She definitely could stand abuse, you know, get a sense of humor and do a few sit-ups. But
yeah.
Apparently what happens
Senator Vic Tanny.
Says here in the Post, Wall Street hard ass went wild when a woman artist put up signs strongly suggesting they muzzle their wolf whistles. They tore down the signs, stole four others from her car, and slashed the car's tires.
You want to describe this sign?
It's like this sort of universal... It's stupid, man. It's stupid. It doesn't work. No whistling or kissing sounds is what it says. It's got a truck marked catcalls on it.
How about...
It does, yeah.
That's big among the Hispanic residents on my block.
God. The homeboys blowing each other's heads off over vials of crack in this town, and they're giving this woman like 20 grand to put up this...
Yeah, I could put up better signs
than
that. How about no stupid questions, you know,
yeah, exactly.
In this zone?
Yeah, no confused tourists standing with map in this zone.
I don't really shout at women very much. Actually, never.
No, that's not my style at all either, but I mean, you know.
The guys who do, I guess it's like...
It's not happening to her.
For one thing, it's protected under your First Amendment rights. And second off, this woman, her name is Iona Granite. Iona Granite. Yeah, that'll tell you something about what she looks like.
Yeah, she's from Bedrock, I think.
And she has nothing to worry about. The only noises she's going to get are the oinks.
Yeah, she's got that kind of shrouded in black thing because she read in, you know, she saw Donahue that, like, that makes you look thinner or something, you know?
Yeah.
It fits with the art vibe.
She's wearing...
Go to hell, lady, for Christ's sakes. Get a real thing going,
she's
okay?
She's wearing a muumuu from Omar the Tent Maker in this photo.
Mm.
Anyway, what we're going to do, we got some Blasters tickets to give away at Maxwell's in Hoboken. It might be sold out, so that makes this an extra special prize, which
very
is
choice.
An extra hard question, folks. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play five records, and you're going to tell me what these records have in common. No really dumb answers. I mean, they're all from the South, not they're all rockabilly records, not they're, you know... I mean, this is a hard question, so think a little before you attempt to answer it. Try to listen to all the records. Phone number here, 201-266-7900. Or not, as we like to say, but nobody ever figures out, and they start calling
99.
Yeah, right.
Well,
not.
Kids, you know, put on those thinking caps.
201-266-7900.
Don't waste our time. We're not wasting yours.
So we got how many records, though? Five records we're going to play. You tell me what they are. You get two tickets to see the Blasters tonight at Maxwell. So tell me what they have in common.
And yee-haw.
We're going to kick it off with this one.
Listening to WEAK Radio, the weak voice of Rainbow Valley. At the sound of the tone, the time will be 9:35.
circle rock. All take hands and form a clock. Swing and sway and stay in place. Spin a little pretty around with grace. Gather in the middle and all raise hands. Back we go and all clap hands. Wiggle and a waggle and touch the floor. Grab your partner and swing some more. For the circle rock, I'll take hands and form a clock. Swing and sway and stay in place. Spin a little pretty around with grace. Gather in the middle and all raise hands. Back we go and all clap hands. Wiggle and a waggle and touch the floor. Grab your partner and swing some more. Circle rock.
All right, and howdy, howdy. This here is Lester Roadhog Moran and his Cadillac Cowboys. Inviting you to 15 minutes of good old country music on WAK Radio. The first part of our show this morning is brought to you by Ernie's Egg Market. Remember, if you need eggs, let Ernie lay them on you.
That's a teenage boogie on a Saturday night. A teenage boogie. Hey, hey. A teenage boogie. Oh, ho. A high school boogie. A hillbilly boogie, ho ho, a teenage boogie,
teenage boogie.
It's a teenage boogie on a Saturday night about 8 o'clock. This old place begins to reel and to rock. Everybody gathers for a mile around to hear them sing while they shuffle on down. A teenage boogie,
teenage boogie.
It's a teenage boogie on a Saturday night. A teenage boogie,
hey hey,
a teenage boogie.
All right. friends and neighbors, we're proud to be the first to announce this morning that Burford is open for business again. We all know Burford was closed up there for a while, but he's back at the barber shop 3 days a week now and doing pretty good. Burford's been over at Crystal City in the hospital. We don't exactly know what was wrong with him.
He's crying out, Hog.
Here.
Wild, wild woman, yes. Thought on my blues. Well, she's warned me once and then she's warned me twice. But that woman found out that I don't take advice. She was rhythm and blues. Rhythm and blues. Tell the truth, baby, it was rhythm and blues. If I listened to my mama, if I listened to my dad, I'd be a sleeping on a sofa the day. But there's just some things that men can't be told, and it's me for a woman. I just got to be sure. Rhythm, blues. Tell the truth, baby, it was rhythm and blues. I lost my Cadillac. Well, I'll give up my dancing and I'll give up my blues. If you come home, I'll even know where my blues make smooth. Rhythm, blues. Tell the truth, baby, it was rhythm and blues.
We have a winner, folks. We have a wiener in the Blasters tickets.
Will you upset my thinking when your pretty eyes are blinking at me? People think I'm crazy cause I'm picking every daisy I see. Will my heart begin when I'm parked down by the river with you? I know I'm not mistaken. This time I'm really taking the blues. You got me kicking in the middle of a big bass fiddle and a holler at the top of my lungs. Bells start to ring it, then I start to sing it. Songs that ain't never been sung. Taking this time, I'm really taking the blues. Now, if we ever marry, boy, I bet you'd have to carry me home. I'd be too weak for walking on account of the beat you're talking so long. Just my way of showing that my love is really growing for you. Don't you think I'm faking this time? I'm really shaking the blues.
Yep. This is the Hound. This is WFMU East Orange. The The fruit basket of the Northeast, folks. Anyway,
we already
have a wiener in the Blasters tickets giveaway.
We've got a wiener.
Yeah, congratulations. This guy's really on the ball. But we got some dumb answers, man. The first call we got was somebody going, oh, they're all rockabilly records. It's like,
they weren't
all Eddie Cochran. They weren't all Ray Campy. What they all were country singers cutting rock and roll records, thinking, you know, they might get a hit that way because they weren't getting
or
country
date,
hits.
At least.
So the last thing we heard was Donnie Young. That's actually Johnny Paycheck. Shaking the Blues. We heard Corky Jones, who's Buck Owens, Rhythm and Blues. Webb Pierce doing Teenage Boogie, the only one with the guts to use his real name on it, his rock and roll record. Cowboy Copas, who recorded it on Circle Rock under his real name, Lloyd Copas. And George Jones, who came up with the the snazzy nom de plume Thumper Jones, opened it up with Rocket. All the way to the moon and back.
Uh-huh.
Stop on East Orange and say hi. Anyway, next Saturday, September 10th, and
this
next Sunday,
cool.
September 11th, way cool, Skip, the king of...
The uncrowned king
uncrowned
of New Brunswick,
of
New,
New
Jersey.
Brunswick, New
Royalty
Jersey.
In exile, folks.
And City Lights Music present in association with Route 66 Music in the United Kingdom, the New York Guitar Show, and it's a benefit for the AIDS Resource Foundation for Children.
Yeah, this is for, like, kids that were born with AIDS that, like, didn't get to have the fun to get it in the first place. I mean, like, God's truly, like, you know, lost little fellers.
Right, and this is at 440... I'll turn down the echo so you can hear it. 440 East 12th Street between 1st and Avenue A in New York City. It's like in a church basement, and you're right next to Eddie Gordetsky's house, so you can go over there and raid the fridge, and he'll play you 5 seconds of 25 billion great records. Dealers from all over the USA, hundreds of rare vintage guitars for sale. In person, Semi Mosley.
Noki Edwards from the Ventures.
Noki Edwards of the Ventures, Semi Mosley of Maserite Guitars, the Leroy Brothers, Tysco Del Rey of Guitar Player Magazine, Skip Henderson, the gang from Mojo Guitars. Okay, for information, get a pen, 201-846-3330. And also, there'll probably be some snakeheads and some Mojo gear for sale.
Yeah, a lot of weird things going on, a lot of strange people, a lot of, like, really venal, fat guitar dealers from all over the country that you can make fun of and who, like, say things like, I'm not sure how much that costs yet.
And it is a benefit for the AIDS children.
A very worthy cause.
Right. $6 for one day, $8 for 2 days.
I will be there taking your money.
Il Bruce will be there at the door.
Mm-hmm. Smiling at your girl.
Don't ask to get in for free.
No.
Oh,
benefit, man.
Arbitrary guide to popular culture. This never has anything on it I want to read.
Yeah.
But I'll look at it anyway. For Saturday, Half Japanese will be at the Knitting Factory at 9 o'clock.
Homeboys of mine.
Yeah.
They came from Southern Maryland.
That's it. That's it for this list. Unless you really want to know about Fly Ashtray or something. That's the Blasters at Maxwell's tonight. Flaco Jimenez for free in the park tomorrow, Central Park, if it doesn't rain. You know what's kind of cool about these outdoor Labor Day things? If it's not raining and everybody's out in the park and it's hot, and then it does rain, you got a wet T-shirt contest going.
Yeah, it's true.
That's what happened. I went to Wigstock last Labor Day because I was, you know, it's like right behind my house. Wigstock is really hideous. It's just a bunch of fags running around in drag and screaming.
And we all know how much fun that is.
Doing their little takeoffs on the 60s, which aren't even as funny as Animal House.
Yeah.
And it was pouring rain, so me and Roscoe and Jack Boy ran out into the park the second it stopped raining, and that was it. Like 500 women
heaving wet T-shirts.
Right. And, you know, it gets a little chilly. Those things stand up and salute.
Yeah, it's true. They want to say hi.
Anyway, we got about 8 minutes to kill to vibe time, so we can play a couple of records.
Mm-hmm.
And what's queued up? Earl Hooker and Tanya. Thank you.
shame. I said, why? He said, shh, oh, shh, ooh, shh, ooh, shh, ooh, ow, shh, ooh, shh, ow, shh, ooh, shh, ow, shh. He said, I got a stomach ache. Hey! I like it. Don't you? Oh, yeah. And I do the jerk, the twist, and all them things like that. Now we got it right now, baby, hear me? Cause I got the stomach, did you hear me? But when I say I got it, I want you to do one thing. Get it like you got to do. Are you ready? Are you ready, baby? You ready, baby? Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Ooh, ow. Ooh, ow.
Back in the States.
Yep. That was Junior Wells with Stomach Ache. Before that was Earl Hooker with Tanya. We got some vibes going in the background. Our vibe meister should be dialing the phone at this moment.
Can't really send up that smoke signal because you threw it away.
By accident. Yeah, I got to dig through the garbage and find my cigarette pack or I'm in big trouble.
Don't let this happen to you, folks.
Don't let this happen to you. Let's see. The phone goes in A. Line. Skull, are you there?
Roscoe!
Wait. Now, wait a second. This thing should be lighting up on over there. Did somebody unplug the Symmetrix?
Roscoe's a man of gigantic patience.
But it's,
Hello?
No, the Symmetrix isn't lighting up. Maybe we'll try to put him on the air the old way. Try that.
That never works. That trick never works. In fact, it works so badly, he just went away.
Yep. That's amazing. I just look. That's another thing that's broken today. That's the fourth thing that broke down.
Yeah.
The Symmetrix is not lighting up.
Yeah, what the hell is going on? The hell is going on?
Let's try it this way. Handset. Think he's there?
Roscoe?
We pick up the phone?
Fuck it up.
Here
we go.
Now you're talking.
What's going on with you guys?
The Symmetrix,
you know.
The Symmetrix is broken, and this is what's known as putting you on the air the old way.
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me?
The old way.
I can sort of hear you. I don't know.
If I talk like this, can you hear me?
Yeah.
See, that's me talking into the phone.
You can get a really, really crisp feedback off the headphones, too. That'll be fun.
Well, that'll be good.
But it sounds like that Perubu record, you know?
Yeah.
I don't get around.
30 seconds and a one-way ride.
Oh, yeah,
oh, you guys are getting a real college radio kind of thing going.
Yeah, a little art rock for you.
That's the beauty of freeform radio.
The sound of Cleveland.
I can sing whatever I want.
Yeah, and the technical baloney, it doesn't bother anyone.
It's like being in the flying Willendas, you know? It's a tightrope back, no net. It's just like Rio de Janeiro below you.
Right.
You know?
One of the Willendas went down over Miami, and I saw that.
Did it?
Yep.
Wow, it must have been.
Have you guys heard about these triplets that are playing the LA club scene? They're like opening for everyone and they're on Rhino and they're like 50-year-old triplets and they all play guitar and do like Walk Like an Egyptian and stuff like that.
And really?
And they open for everyone, huh?
Well, they open.
How you met them?
They open for like. Oh, you know, like all the LA stuff.
Yeah. No, I haven't heard anything about them.
Oh, I think they're called the Del Rios or something. The Del Rio triplets. That should be like something that they got in a new bin out there.
Yeah, they'll
take have a record out.
Take a look.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, we got a vibe today?
Just enjoying the vibe of the fact that most of the jerks have left town and streets are yours for like one last weekend and
This is the final weekend, though, because that whole NYU thing starts to happen again in a week. And they've moved it really far east this year.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, that's got its good points and its bad points.
True. But I like checking out the new freshman class myself.
Yeah, like tiny little guys in REM t-shirts and tiny little girls and just who knows what, you know?
Anklets, we hope.
White anklets?
This is the first anniversary of the State of the Vibe Report. Happy anniversary, Roscoe.
Oh.
And it's the first anniversary. This is the first time I've got a whole year without taking acid in 13 years.
Really? Oh.
Congratulations, Hal. Remember last Labor Day, I took acid. I ended up on Avenue A. That guy had a gun pointed to my head, and I was screaming at him.
And you were sort of like we're evaluating things for a while after that.
Is this what you call negative reinforcement there, Hal?
Right.
I think that's, isn't that what they did in Clockwork Orange?
Yes. It finally worked on me after all these years.
Drug-free at last.
But, well, Alex is cured.
But it just...
Indeed.
It just directed you more towards mushrooms, which was probably a sign from somewhere.
Yeah.
And that it had to be good.
Vegas.
From
Jack LaLanne.
From Vegas.
No, you know, it's a beautiful day. People should probably go out and have some fun.
Yeah, no sense in staying home and listening to the radio.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah, you get that right. Or sitting in a basement in East Orange.
I was wondering, you know, like Bruce always has good taste on the instrumentals. A couple of instrumentals might be nice.
We're kind of gonna vom.
You're gonna go for the vom? What's this week's vom?
Well, we're gonna kick it off with the MC5.
Yeah.
Okay.
A veritable smorgasbord of big noise rock.
Right.
Of hairy, dirty rock and roll?
Pretty much.
You got it.
Beautiful, babe.
Okay, babe.
Right at you.
Aloha till next week.
Aloha, Roscoe. Thank you. State of the Vibe Report, folks, done the old way. That means
sometimes the best.
That
way.
Means throwing channel one into auxiliary and praying that it works.
Those of you playing along at home.
And as for that new way, we got some of that VOM music with the MC5 and a big noise from nowhere.
Your face the other day, and your eyes now job with a big green eyes. I like to take you home and try you on for size. You gotta hide it, hide. You gotta hide it, hide. You gotta hide it, hide. If you wanna get along with me. Well, sweet little fat way, you look so fine. But to be my woman, you got to walk the line. You got to mow the lawn. You got to mow the lawn. You got to mow the lawn. If you wanna get along with me, mow the lawn. Show me your hearts. I got to boogie on. I got to boogie on. I boogie to leave. Down all back. There we keep a rocking on. You gotta walk the dog. You gotta walk the dog. You gotta walk the dog. If you wanna get along with me, you gotta hate it, hate. 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 You gotta hide it, hide. You gotta hide it, hide.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Yep, this is the Hound. This is WFMU East Orange.
Hey, I'd like to take this opportunity to say hello to Bill Perkins, Greg Johnson, and Kurt Bonney, who are in Greg's car trying to hustle beer for tomorrow's barbecue.
Hi, guys.
Keep your tips up, boys.
Hustling beer, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
You gotta drive to Hoboken for the cheap stuff.
Oh, right, right. You can get those big fake plastic kegs that Scott Curran is so fond of.
Uh-huh.
That was the Flaming Groovies with Dr. Boogie. We heard the Blasters with Barn Burning from their very first album on the Rollin' Rock label. You know, the one you can't get anymore.
Yeah, the really expensive one? You mean that one?
No, I got this worn-out copy that...
I got like a bootleg reissue.
They gave me like 10 years ago or something.
Yeah, that's big
one. The Blue Ridge Rangers, that's John Fogerty. You Don't Owe Me. That's just a single. He had two originals he was going to put on the Blue Ridge Rangers album, and he took them off, figuring he was in a bad publishing deal. Why push them?
Yeah.
Flaming Groovies, again, a different lineup of the Flaming Groovies. Jumping in the Night, and we open up with the MC5 and Looking at You. Anyways, we got anything else going on here? Anything on your mind, El Bruce? Got a guitar show next week, 440 East 12th Street.
Yeah, that should be pretty wild. You know, Sonny Moselite and Noki Edwards can be there, you know, so it's like a Moselite Weird Ventures, you know, exacta, right? They're Sonny Moselite, after having, like, you know, gone through all sorts of weird stuff, has started making the Joe Maphis double neck and a bunch of other, like, really, like, weird hexagonal guitar objects, and he's initiating the new Ventures model Moselite. Now, what you folks need to know is that they're auctioning off the first one, the Noki Edwards model Ventures Moselite guitar number 00001. It's going to be auctioned off to some lucky attendant, maybe me, maybe Roscoe. Maybe you, the radio listener.
Yeah, people think Moserites are cheap guitars. They're not. They're really well-made guitars.
As Skip points out in the latest printout, I mean, really, for the money, it's the best guitar currently being made in America, you know?
Yeah,
they're real quality items. They got, like, a weird truss rod thing, and they never bend.
Hmm. In addition to Il Bruce, it's a Con Ed bill.
Don't get Coca-Cola tickets. Yeah.
I won't. Not Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola. Let the record show.
You got to say that. That's what I threw at Raisin Bran, who tried to steal... what we're really doing here off the table. So when, you know, in times of absolutely nothing to say, I figure I'll dig this thing out. The Dictionary of American Underworld Lingo.
This
folks.
Is a pretty amazing prize.
Edited by Hyman Goldwyn and Frank O'Leary. And Board of Underworld Advisors. I put this together back in 1950. Bad Bill, Big Department, Bubbles, Butch, Chink, Chop Chop, Dippo, Duke, Hal the Rebel, Iggy, JoJo, Red Max, Slim, Stubbs, and the Colonel.
And this is the Colonel.
This is great. The Dictionary of American Underworld Slang. You know what a blue room is?
I don't know. What is a blue room, Mr. Hound?
Back room in a police station where suspects are examined by proper or frequently third-degree methods. Or it could be solitary confinement. Here's an example of it in use. This is right from here. The screws kicked the lunger's brains out in the blue room because he wouldn't stand for buckwheats in the shop.
Yeah, I hate it when that happens.
You know what a buckwheat is, don't you?
No idea.
Think about it, friend.
No.
Oh, boy. And this thing goes in two directions. For example, if you want to look up a word and see how you would translate it into an underworld term.
Yeah, it's sort of like an underworld thesaurus in a way.
Yeah, you can look up the term or you can look up
It's a great way to get laughed at by contemporary criminals because keep in mind this was written in 1950. I mean, this is like Untouchables time.
Right. It's only worthwhile when you're watching the Bowery Boys. But for example, if you look up in the back here, masturbate. Here are some of the underworld terms circa 1950 for masturbation. Beat the bishop, beat the dummy, beat the pup,
cabaret,
diddle, flog the pork, go cabareting. See, I never
Life
heard that.
Is a cabaret.
Go to town, kick the gong around. I thought that was smoking heroin.
Yeah.
Go nightclubbing, snap the rubber, snap the whip, married to Mary Fist, diddler, and then all the usual ones that you might already know. Criminal activity, nervous in, on the gog, folks. So if you're nervous when you're going to pull a robbery, you're on the gog.
That's a G-O-G, not a G-O-N-G, like J. Arthur Rank or something.
Right. Credentials forged, on the shake. Don't spring your creed too quick. How about cowardice exhibit? A cowardice exhibit could be cop a plea, cop all kinds of pleas, cop out, crawl out, dog it, turn the copper heart, turn copper hearted. Anyway, maybe we should play some more records.
There's an idea. No, we should read from some more books.
Yeah, we'll read from some more books in a minute. We're going to go get our copy of Taming of the Shrew.
Yeah,
anyway,
y'all can
we got
go nightclubbing now.
Bobby Mitchell and the Tempo Toppers queued up with Sister Lucy. There she comes.
Hey, man!
Hey!
Did you see Sister Lucy?
No, man!
She got drunk last night. Man, her eyes was closed and her head was tight. She was reeling and rocking and she had a fight. She was laughing and tapping, romping and stomping all on Rampart Street. She was loose, booty, full of her juice, booty she could be. Did you see Sister Lucy? Man, she sure surprised me. About three last night, she was shaking them down, running all over town. She was falling and crawling on her hands, cursing each and every man. Did you see Sister Lucy? Man, she raised some sand.
Lined up, no woman passed by and seen the girl at the end of the line. She said, young lady, She said, what are they giving away? So the girl at the end of the line didn't want to let the old lady know her business. So she said, ma'am, they are giving away oranges. So the old lady fell at the tail end of the line and said, well, I belong in this line. The police picked all the girls up and got to the old lady with the hump in her back. The police said, no, old lady, I don't think you belong here. She said, oh, yes, I knew. I know that I belong in this line. The policeman said, well, old lady, your teeth is out and your back is bent. Said, but since you belong in this line, just what could you do with them? She says, well, I can fuck them, can't I?
Thank you. let's cut the wah-wah-wah short and get right to the meat of the story.
Took a walk and passed your house late last night.
Friends, this is a story that's near to my heart. And it's the most important thing in the whole world. More important than going to the moon or the PTA or anything. Young love.
All the shades were pulled and drawn way down tight.
Now there, we don't know how many folks is in that living room. But for our purposes, we'll figure that there's two of them, a boy and a girl. And we don't know what it is that they're doing in there. They might be looking at Maverick on TV or eating hot dogs from the snappy lunch. We don't know what they're doing.
From within the dim light cast, two silhouettes on the shade.
Now there's our first clue. See, now we know that they're close together. And we know that they ain't sitting around that living room talking and drinking soft drinks. She's the kind of girl that before he got there, she had that three-way lamp turned down to low, had flea powder on the bar rug, and had on some of that you ain't gonna be able to help yourself perfume. And when he leaves, he's gonna know that he ain't been to no candy pulling.
Put his arms around your waist, held you tight.
Now there, we can tell that she has had some poor training at home. And probably smokes, too.
Wonder why I'm not the guy, two silhouettes on the shade.
Now, about this boy that's standing around in the yard looking. First off, he ought not to want to be in there with her at all, her being as wild as she is. But if he has got the bound twos, that's worse than having the can't help it. The thing for him to do is to show up on her porch tomorrow evening before the sun goes down, wearing them Ivy League breeches with that belt in the back, ringing that doorbell in his mouth full of that green chlorophyll chewing gum. And when she comes to that door, he better not even take time to say, hey, how you? He better grab that pretty thing around the neck, and he better go to kissing her right off. And when I say kissing her, friends, I don't mean just pecking around her nose and eyes and forehead and like that. No, sir, I mean kissing her. What I mean is flat plant one full on her mouth, and then him and her can both be
two silhouettes on the shade.
Well, in this big wide world, this dog eat dog, and if you're bringing on getting, play it all, you better go, boy. Boy. You better go, boy. Yeah. You better go. Well, you better count your pennies. If you're going to get on top, you're going to wind up on bottom. If you go like that, you better go, boy. Go, boy. You better go, boy. Yeah. You better go. It's a long, hard pull without any brakes. And if you got in the morning, that's what it takes. You better go, boy. Go, boy. You better go, boy. Yeah. You better go. Well, you're on your own. If you ever get down and you need any help, go by ride. You better go, boy. Go, boy. You better go, boy.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Yeah.
What the wrong like? Yep. This is Al. This is WFMU East Orange, bringing you that sound of music. With Floyd Lee and Go Boy. We heard Andy Griffith with Silhouettes. That goes out to the Denster. That's his dad. Ray Sharp and Long John. Johnny Allen with Let's Do It. We open up with Bobby Mitchell and Sister Lucy. Anyways, Yo, Bruce, what's going on?
Not much. Just reflecting on that Andy Griffith chestnut there.
Yeah.
What it was pop music, you know?
What do you think is worse, the Bountous or the Can't Help It's?
I don't know. I'm in the, sort of in the throes of both the last couple of weeks.
I think the absolute worst is the Wish I Didn't.
Yeah, a couple of those, too.
You know, went to sleep with Bo Derek, woke up with Bo Diddley.
Bo Diddley, yeah. Boy, coming down.
Anyway, things to denounce. The Blasters at Maxwell's tonight. Todd says get there early. It'll sell out. Only 200 tickets, right? That's all the place holds.
Yep.
So get there like 10 o'clock.
And if you can't get in, call the fire marshal.
Right. Flaco Jimenez at Central Park Bandshell, 72nd Street, tomorrow for free, 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm, the price is right.
Next Saturday on the pier, Iggy Pop. He was good last time, a couple weeks ago, so he'll probably be good this time.
No roof to raise, though.
No. And but you get the added bonus of the Dead Boys as an opening act.
Really?
Yeah.
So I guess Marina will be there, huh?
Oh, yeah. Marina will be there with knee pads on.
Yeah, get to meet... Clatisha.
Yeah, our very own twice-a-year mascot.
The band from FMU.
And Buck Owens will be at the Beacon Theater with Dwight Yoakam on Saturday.
Yeah,
next
drugstore
Saturday
cowboy
night.
Dwight Yoakam.
Yep. Hot little designer jeans dude.
Yeah, I'll move to Bakersfield, get myself some soul.
Okay. He didn't move to Bakersfield.
Sure
he
did.
He lives in L.A.
Yeah, lives in
really?
Bakersfield now. It's
he must just keep an apartment there. Bakersfield is such a...
really bleak and weird place.
Horrible place. There was this interesting thing in the Daily News yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Louse, drugs, and MIAs. It seems George... It's sort of a known fact that the U.S. government, which keeps the CIA and a lot of weird covert actions based in Laos and in... working with the Laos government, which is known as Air Opium. That's basically the Laos government is in the opium business, and we give them all this money to keep the communists down.
Yeah,
the
plural is lice.
Right, and they use it to bring heroin in. So George Bush, who's been yapping it up about drugs and this and that, he was, of course, he was the ex-head of the CIA during all of this stuff, and he thinks that there are more important things than the fact that the Laotian, I guess it's Laotian government,
Laotian, yeah,
is bringing in smack and hair and coke into America under the CIA. Under the CIA, God, because there are more important things. It's a matter of, he called it a matter of de facto government policy, because we have, you know, number one is finding the missing in action Vietnam veterans' bodies. There's 28 bodies they haven't turned up. So until they find those 28 sets of bones, and there's still one left to find because the North Vietnamese government turned over 27 2 weeks ago, they're gonna. So they have this one guy who they've kept listed as missing in action as a symbolic thing, and because and the U.S. government is using that as an excuse to keep supporting the drug money coming in, going to Laos. Read Underground Empire, folks. By what's the guy who wrote that? It's easy to find. Just ask in any bookstore for Underground Empire. It's in paperback. It details that in great detail. A little redundant here. To play another record, I guess. Gil Gilroy. Why not?
Bye. next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week. So think about it, friends. All my white friends, my chalk people, I call them, and my blackies. So remember, keep it cool, you know, and keep it down.
There is something on your mind. By the way you look at me, there is something on your mind, honey. By the way you look at me, can what you're thinking bring happiness, or will it bring
the folk song, Jews and Guineas and Hunkies and Poles and Limeys, Krauts, and we're gonna have on Spicks, and we're gonna have on Boogies too. I mean, I don't wanna show that I'm anti this or anti that. I'm anti everything.
Oh, well, I heard a lot of women like a crazy bad food. It didn't matter to nothing like I love my little Jew. She can pour out her love like a bottle of old wine and make a wedding man mine know that everything's fine. Spent all my life in college and in school. I didn't learn nothing until I met my little Jew. Oh, well, my daddy tried to tell me that this one in a life and that
that she'd be a charming girlfriend, but she'd make a lousy wife. Her girlfriend says she's different and she can't go to bed. But daddy, you goof up with her just like Glenn Dragnet. Spent all my life in college and in school. I didn't learn nothing until I met my little Jew. She had elephant in the blue. Came by then in a jewelry store. Where she's standing flat footed on the barroom floor. She's got a rock and roll action, make a rubber man sore. She likes spending money and got about eggs. I'm never working three shifts, I'm writing hot checks. Spent all my life in college and in school. I didn't learn nothing, never met my little Jew.
the musical noise symptomatic of a decadent and irresponsible youth.
I've been looking into this rock and roll stuff, and believe me, what I see disgusts me.
This is the Hound, WFMU, East Orange, with the Five Dutones and Chicken Astronaut. We had Fred Mick and his Kingsmen with Baby, What Do You Want Me to Do? The Rocketeers and Feed My Baby Poison. Tommy Jim Beam and his Four Fifths, My Little Jewel. Big J McNeely and There Is Something on Your Mind. And we opened up with Gil Elroy and Laura Lee. Anyway.
The only time to worry is when they stop, huh?
What?
It seems like those things are getting louder. No, now they're getting quieter.
What's that? The drums?
Yeah,
well, it's a loop. And that's the splice. It's the little. We need a CD version of it because that'll fill it in automatically. You know, like the little holes in the CDs?
Yeah.
That, it sort of automatically samples the sound around in a. Hi.
What's your name? Michelle's here.
Hi, Michelle.
Those along at home.
Feel free to come in here and you have something to say, you can get right on mic. We're at a loss.
Well, she's looking for Big Dave.
Big Dave. Winfield?
No. No, the music director guy.
I know how easy it is when you're headed up to the Bronx to accidentally get on the George Washington Bridge and hit New Jersey.
And wind up in Uppsala State College, which this is.
Since when did Uppsala become a state? Anyways, since the echo didn't die. Let's just play some more music.
Good idea.
Bobby Charles, a little Take It Easy, Greasy.
Well, I went to see my baby last night. She started kissing me and squeezing me and holding me tight. I said, take it easy, Greasy. Take it easy, Greasy. Take it easy, Greasy, cause you got a long way to slide. Said, hold me, Daddy, and don't let me go, because I want to rock and roll with you some more. I said, take it easy, Greasy. Take it easy, Greasy. Take it easy, Greasy, cause you got a long way to slide. Well, she pulled the shades and turned the lights down low and said, come on, Daddy, let's rock and roll some more. I said, take it easy, Greasy. Take it easy, Greasy. Take it easy, Greasy, cause you got a long way to slide. Yeah, go, Jack! We'll be right back. daddy and don't let me go, because I want to rock and roll with you some more. I said, take it easy, greasy. Take it easy, greasy. Take it easy, greasy, because you got a long way to slide. Well, she pulled the shades and turned the lights down low and said, come on, daddy, let's rock and roll some more. I said, take it easy, greasy. Take it easy, greasy. Take it easy, greasy, because you got a long way to slide. But when I tried to leave, she said, hold up, cat. I tried to run out the door, but she pulled me right back. I said, take it easy, greasy. Take it easy, greasy. Take it easy, greasy, because you got a long way to slide. Yes! Now take it easy, take.
And guineas, and hunkies, and poles, and limeys, krauts. And we're gonna have on boogies too. I mean, I don't wanna show that I'm anti this or anti that. I'm anti everything.
She rocks down below. When it comes to loving, a boy she's shooting there. Oh, I got a girl named Joe.
The evil feeling that you feel when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat. Well, if you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, and the first thing they'll say is the beat.
Wiggle, 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 wiggle.
vulgarity of the rock and roll music is obviously a means by which the white man and his children can be driven to the level with the nigger.
Stop, man, that kind of makes me go.
Relax here, didn't I? What'd you expect to find here tonight? Father Divine, Daddy Grace, Billy Graham, Oral Roberts, one of those big time pimps. They ain't working nowhere, are they? Taking money off women, ain't they? Look in the book, that's pimping.
You, I gotta get away from you. I gotta get away from you.
Early in the morning, popping out of that sack, reaching for a cigarette, you'll find an empty pack. Coughing and a gagging and a yelling too. Hurry up, baby, he's been perking at you. Tailpipe blowing, exhaust in the street, getting no fume clear down my feet.
I gotta get away from you.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Yep. This is the Hound. This is FMU, WFMU, East Orange. Billy Royal, caffeine, nicotine, and gasoline. I like that. Something to drink, something to smoke, something to drink again.
Something to make Bobby Fuller drink.
Yeah. The Eternals, Rockin' in the Jungle. The Jades with Shake Baby Shake, Roscoe Gordon, and Sally Joe. We open up with Bobby Charles and Take It Easy, Greasy. Better title than it is a song, but you get to say Take It Easy, Greasy. Yeah. Anyways, one last renouncement. Blasters tonight at Maxwell's, Flaco Jimenez Central Park Band Show tomorrow at 3 p.m. Iggy on the Pier next Saturday, Buck Owens a week from Saturday. New York Guitar Show, 440 East 12th Street. We'll read the phone number for that one more time. It's a worthy cause, folks.
Worthy cause and a great place to
it's a benefit
for
the
good instruments.
AIDS Resource Foundation for Children, brought to you by City Lights Music. This is going to be next Saturday and Sunday, 440 East 12th Street between 1st and Avenue A in Manhattan. There'll be all kinds of Semi Moseley of the Moserite Company, Nuki Edwards of the Ventures, the Leroy Brothers, Tysco Del Rey, who writes the Sick Guitar column in Guitar Player Magazine. All the big guitar collectors come and blow your wad on a old Stratocaster or something even real trashy.
Mm.
A nice silver tone. And we got some time left. We got 17 minutes left. So I think Roscoe had the right idea with going back to the instrumentals. I feel bad about the cheerleader now. The cheerleader died. So we're going to play we can't be silent in her honor on the radio without making for bad radio. So this is as silent as we get. We'll play another instrumental. We'll be right back.
down
to the bottom and never come up.
All that when is gone. All that when is gone. All that when is gone. Oh.
Well, two old men sitting in a chair. One jumped up and said the wine is here.
All that when is gone. All that.
Back in the jungle.
Yeah, it's the hound. Where are we?
One final miscue for the sentimental moment.
Just for the hell of it. Anyway, we just about got through the little tightrope. We just fell 7 times. Jack and the Rippers with Heart Attack. Smokey Smothers with I Ain't Gonna Be No Monkey Man No More. Kid Thomas and Wolfpack, The Echoes and All That Wine Is Gone. We open up with The Fallouts and Satellite. Anyway, I'd like to thank Guad, today's road manager, for road managing at least half of the way here. Whether we get home, yeah, that remains to be seen. Il Bruce, our color commentator, go down to the guitar show next week and say,
yeah,
Il Bruce.
Yeah, shake hands with me.
Come out to see the Blasters tonight and buy the hound a drink. Until next week, don't do anything too stupid.
So
Lorius is up next.
2 guineas and a mick.
Buddies, hold your glasses high and drink to a fool, a crazy fool, who told his baby goodbye. Late, he's fine. He loves her so much, he wants to die. But drink to a fool, a crazy fool, who told his baby goodbye. He needs her, he needs her so. He wonders why he let her go. She's fine.